So, dear friends of ours and neighbors of ours had a baby on Tuesday, and therefore the bris is going to be this Tuesday. And if a bris is this Tuesday, that means it is Asar B'Teves, which is a very interesting question of what do you do when you have a bris on a fast day? And it turns out I never gave a Tamin Halachas here on that topic. So what kind of question? So there are several questions. First of all, does everybody have to fast? Does the Aviyah Ben, the Moel, the Sandik, do all the Balei Bris have to fast? The baby doesn't have to fast. But what about the other members of the bris party? Are they obligated to fast? Second of all, when do you do the Suda? Meaning, are you allowed to do a Suda the next day? Meaning, if let's say I want to make a Suda today for my bris milah, which was 44 years ago, so like you're allowed to do that? I mean, it's not even the same day as the bris. Who says you could do a Suda? Does it still count when it's not the same day? Third, when do you do the actual bris? Do you do the bris in the morning, or do you do the bris in proximity to when you're actually going to do the Suda? And fourth, what do we do about the tefilos and the slichos and the extra tachnunim and all of those things? Do you say that on and is that the same for everybody? And the anenu and everything else, as far as tefila is concerned. So first of all, we'll start with the issue of whether everybody is obligated to fast or not. So the Gemara in Maseches Tainis tells us that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash and after the Churban, there was a family called Sna'av ben Binyamin, and they used to celebrate Yud Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, as the day of Yom Tov, because that's when they would bring Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. That was their time to bring Eitzim L'Ma'aracha, and that was considered a very major celebration. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddok was a descendant of Sna'av ben Binyamin, and therefore when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av observed was Sunday, which means Tisha B'Av observed was Yud Ba'av, which was the day of their holiday, he wouldn't fast the entire day. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Erevin in Daf Mem Amud Beis. Maisa haya bebris milah b'Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yakar shachal asara ba'av be'echod b'Shabbes v'uya av beizdin v'tziva l'spal mincha gedola v'rachtzu v'achlu mipnei sheyom tov shalehen haya. Apparently, when you have a personal yom tov and Tisha B'Av is nidche, you're allowed to eat on that Tisha B'Av nidche later on in the day. And the Shulchan Aruch, based on this paskins, that the Balei Bris on a Tisha B'Av Nidcha are allowed to eat. What about every other fast day when it's not a Nidcha? So that the Shulchan Aruch is explicit that they're not allowed to eat on a regular, on the actual fast day. That is a special kula for a Tisha B'Av Nidcha based on the explicit Gemara. But the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham quotes from a Maharam that you can't compare that to any regular Tisha B'Av or any other regular fast day. In fact, that same Tosfos in Maseches Erevin quotes another story, and it says, "Ma'isa hayo b'chupa ba'asara b'teves." There was a chupa on Asara b'teves. Nasna kos latino klishtos. Now, why would you make a wedding on Asara? I don't know, but saves you a lot of money probably. But they gave to tino klishtos, because you have to make a bar priya goffin for the Birkseus and the Birksnisun. You have to make a bar priya goffin. So what are you going to do if you're saying a bar priya goffin? Nobody's allowed to eat. So what do you do? You give to a tino klishtos. It could be that that's the source for the idea that we give the baby wine at the bris, right? They always dip the gauze in the wine and then they put it in the baby's mouth. It keeps the baby quiet for a little bit, you know, when he starts sucking on it, thinking, oh, this is good. You know, like you see that look on the baby's face. So it could be that it comes from that you give latino klishtos because on a fast day, you have no option but to give latino klishtos, right? So, the other option, of course, is the mother who's not fasting because she just had a baby. So she's usually not fasting on those days. So, you know, that's always the tricky thing to bring it out. You know, the mother's usually also not in the room because it's, you know, where the bris is usually done in the shul and the mother is in the ezras nashim. So I've seen that also where someone comes running with the wine to bring it out to the mother to give the mother to drink from the wine. But anyway, bottom line is the Balei Bris do have to fast even when there's a Bris on a fast day. Now, when do you do the Su'uda? So the Tshuvas Tashbeitz Chel Gimel Simon Ches writes, Hare Su'udas Rosh Chodesh V'chein Su'udas Purim Shechal Tes Vav Shel Adar B'Shabbos. If you have a Purim Meshulash, Hayu Osin Osa La'achar Shabbos. When do you have Purim Su'uda? after Shabbos. But wait, it's not Purim anymore. How does it work? They have a Purim Suda after Shabbos. So he quotes all the Marmakomos from Chazal that that's what you're supposed to do. The im su'uda shimitivre kabbalah im yafshalasos b'zmana ma'achronos alamachar, says the Tashbei, to the su'uda, which is only midivre kabbalah, that you're not able to do b'zman, you would do it the next day, and that's perfectly fine. Kol shkein su'uda shalmila shim lo yafshalasos b'zmana yom, that you're ma'achronos alamachar v'shapir dami, you could do it the next day, and that's perfectly fine as well. V'cheino agin kishamili b'erev Shabbos shosna su'uda b'yom Shabbos. Very often you have a meal on Erev Shabbos, they'll just say, who could afford two sudas in a day? So they would just save it for the Friday night meal, and that was the suda that they would do for the sudas bris. They would do it on Shabbos itself. Nowadays, that's not what we do, right? We have a bris in my shul tomorrow morning, and I think they're planning on doing a suda in the morning, you know, to have the bris suda in the morning. But technically, it would still count as suda. What about when to do the bris? So this is tricky, because really we know what the halacha is. The Shulchan Aruch is explicit what the halacha is about the appropriate time to do a bris mila. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerodeus and Reshach Beis Sif Aleph, Ein Malin Ad Shatan Neitzachama B'yom Hashmini Leidah. So you have to wait until Neitzachama. You can't do it very early in the morning when it's still dark. But V'kol Yom Kashal Mila, you could do it all day long technically. Ela Shazriz Makdim LeMitzvos Malin Miad B'Boker. Zriz Makdim LeMitzvos. So that's why a bris mila is always in the morning. So on the one hand, it should be obvious. Of course you're going to do it in the morning. On the other hand, it is extremely inconvenient, because what are you going to do? You're going to have the su'uda at night after the fast is over. The bris in the morning. All the family, you know, you're making a bris in the five towns. All the families driving in from Teaneck, you know, and they're going to have to come in twice. Teaneck to the five towns, back to Teaneck, back to the five towns at night. It's going to be very, very inconvenient for people to do that. So in fact, many people may not come to one or the other, and by doing that, you're going to have less of a crowd, and therefore you're going to have less of a Rav Am Hadras Melech, and maybe that's going to be a problem. So how do we play those two issues against each other? The issue of Rav Am Hadras Melech versus the issue of Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos. So the idea that we do Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos is Pesachim Davdal and Amar Aleph Vayashkem Avram Baboker Vayachvosh Es Chamoro Melamit Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos. The Gemara says so. Nowadays, it's not an uncommon shaila at all that people just stop want to do a bris later in the day. Someone's going to be able to fly in, and they'll be able to fly in dafka, you know, where the flight is only going to get in at 11 a.m. So they stop want to do a bris later in the day because they think they're going to have a bigger crowd by doing it later in the day. So which one wins? So the chayyadam klal samaches has all the klalim of mitzvos. My brother wrote a whole sefer and a half on the chayyadam klal samaches about all the klalim of mitzvos. So one of his klalim is that Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos is Adif from Rav Am Hadras Melech. When you have to balance the two, Zrizim Makdim is always going to win. And the Chai Adam cryptically says, Kedisa Vahedya Brashana Lam Bezam Bez. That's a Befurish Gemara Rashana. What he's referring to is Gemara Rashana talks about that if a person davens Shachris for an Amud on Rosh Hashanah, that's when you say Hallel. You don't say Hallel, I mean, that's when you would say Hallel. The Rishon is Makre es HaHalel, but not the Sheni, not the Bishas HaHalel, not in Rosh Hashanah, but Bishas HaHalel, we're talking about Tkiya, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and Halel, Bishas HaHalel, the Rishon is Makre es HaHalel. So the Gemara says, well, why do you have the first guy saying Halel? After all, Musaf gets a bigger crowd, the more people show up late, and they'll be there at Musaf, so you'll have a Rav Am Hadras Melech at Musaf. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos. So Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos is apparently going to beat the issue of Barav Am Hadras Melech. Now, one could argue that there are other factors at play, meaning it could be that it's not purely Zrizim Makdim versus Barav Am Hadras Melech. Sometimes parents won't be able to make it, and they'll be very upset, and then it becomes a Kibbut Av issue, and then it becomes an issue of, you know, important people to you, not just Barav Am, but not just a numbers game, but people are going to be very insulted and very hurt. So you do sometimes see that they'll do the Bris Mila later in the day, but it was certainly what's preferable is to gather people together twice. To have in the morning, you'll have the bris, and then later in the evening, everyone will come together again later in the evening for the su'uda afterwards. If that is at all if that's at all doable, even in situations where poskim allow delaying the bris a little bit, they typically write. I think Rav Avadya writes in Yabia Omer Chelik Dalid. Rav Avadya says you shouldn't be matir more than past Chatzos Hayom. That, you know, morning could be loosely defined. You know, you go to a Sunday bris and you see on the invitation or whatever, it's not an invitation because it's a bris, right? So you see on the non-invitation, it says davening will be at 9:30 or something. 9:30? That's like lunchtime. I mean, that's not Zvizim Akdim and Lemitzvos. Yeah, but it's close enough to Zvizim Akdim and Lemitzvos. You know, so Rav Avadya says, you know, Chatzos should be the cutoff point. That even for Baravam, you shouldn't go past Chatzos. But in the case of Ves, as we mentioned, sometimes there are other factors. There are other factors at play. As far as changes in davening, so the tzibur still says slichos that you're supposed to say in the vidui, and you say it without any changes. The Bali bris is a machlokas haposkim. Some say that they don't say the slichos because it's yom tov shalahem. It's their yom tov, and therefore they should not say the slichos. Whereas others disagree and say that even the Bali Bris should say the Slichos in the normal way. There's a sefer called Kitzur Dine Brismilu Pidina Ben, and has one-line responses from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the back. Like, there are a lot of, it's a popular thing to do. If you want to sell the sefer and you want to be able to put Rav Chaim Kanievsky's name on the front of your sefer, you get him to whisper a word or two to you, and then he's like, Chuvas from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So over there he says that the Bali Bris should say the Slichos in the Vidoy and the Taina Sibur, and others agree as well. There are other details as well, but we're out of time now. So everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.